Today is a very special day. This Saturday is a weekend. Today, this Saturday, is a month end. Today, this Saturday, is a year end. There are lots of endings today. And everything that is wrong must end today. Amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, a new day begins. Tomorrow, a new week begins. Tomorrow, in just a few hours, a new month begins. Tomorrow, in less than 3 hours from now, for us here in Winnipeg, a new year begins. Hallelujah. So shall new things begin for every one of us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tonight, this Saturday, must give way to Sunday. This old week, this last week, must give way to a new week. This old month must give way to a new month. This old year must give way to a new year. Amen? It must give way to a new day, to a new week, to a new month, to a new year. A year of prophetic fulfillment. A year of divine enablement, a year of advancement, prosperity, favor, grace, divine health, vision. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have a new mind, the mind of Christ. If you receive that, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But before we begin the new year, the new day, the new month, the new season, we must say goodbye to the old. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the good things that happened in 2016. Those things will continue with us. Praise the Lord. We're not leaving those good things behind. Hallelujah. But there are some old things that must go. They must die. And they must be buried with 2016. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. They are not going to be carried over. Praise God. Do you know some things in your life, in your family, in this church that must not carry over to 2017? Do you know something? You know some things? Of course. And I'm going to let you shout some of those things in just a moment. Praise the Lord. But there are some things I know for sure must not come along. Poverty and lack are dying in 2016. Praise the Lord. Sickness and disease die in 2016. When I say die, that means it's separated from me. When your spirit is separated from your body is dead. True? So we're talking about separation here. I'm saying that I'm going to be sanctified, separated from something. I'm going to be separated from sickness and disease. That means I'm not giving life to sickness and disease. Hallelujah. I'm not giving life to poverty and lack. I'm not giving life to fear, doubt, confusion, foolishness, lack of discernment. I'm not giving life to rejection and shame. All of those things are dying right now. In the name of Jesus. I'm not giving life to wrong friends, wrong relationships, wrong commitments, wrong dreams, wrong visions. I am not giving room and life to people or things that steal dreams and vision and purpose from me, from you, from this ministry, from this church. Anything that is not worth what God has invested in my life must die with 2016. Do you agree? Then shall die. Say it again, die. Right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Certain things have to die. And that's why I believe that this Saturday, this last day, strategically is the end of a week, so that we can start a new week, start a new month, start a new year, and all the old must go. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That includes ancestral and family curses. Praise the Lord. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. Because I know what God showed to me this last night. I thought I had completed, you know, this year, as I've traveled around the world, there's been one primary message I've carried to them, dealing with iniquities. And just this last night, God showed me some things that are still hanging around, but they must die. Amen? You know, this is off the grid for a moment, but I think there was a reason I watched this movie yesterday. I don't remember watching it completely before, but I watched a good section of it. I didn't see it from the very beginning. It was called The Terminator. Have anyone watched that movie? You've watched The Terminator? The very first one. Which one? The very first one. Arnold was the Terminator, and he came to terminate the mother of a child that was going to be born, who was going to be like a Messiah in the future. And he's a machine that has skin on him. And no matter what you did to this Terminator, somehow it revived and came back to life. It was blown to pieces, all the skin was gone, and it was all metal, and it was still moving, trying to get them. It finally got blown up, and only the head is left. And it kept on going after this woman. Wants to get rid of this woman. And but they were in some place where there was another set of machines that was a crusher. And she managed to escape, got to the other side, and she pushed the red button. And the crusher came and crushed Arnold, the Terminator. Red eye and all, until the red eye went off. Dead. That's exactly what's going to happen to every single thing that's been haunting you, haunting me, haunting this ministry. We are going to push the crusher button, and it will be crushed tonight. I am not going to my new year with anything pursuing me. Just like Pharaoh and his army were buried in the Red Sea, so shall every enemy, whatever it is, so shall it drown, it shall be crushed, it shall be eradicated. I am stepping into the new year, perfectly new, with new blessings all over me, in Jesus' name. If that's for you, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Dial up. There are vows the Lord showed to me. And curses that have haunted so many of God's people. Things that your father's father, generations have said, spoken, commitments, vows. In some of us, especially the ones from Africa, I'm talking to you right now. Now, this is true for everybody. But those of us who have African roots, and some that have native roots, there are things in your past that need to die today. Amen? That goes for everybody. Doesn't matter whether you're Ukrainian, Polish, German. You know, sometimes white people think, you know what, we've never been pagans. You were all pagans before you got saved. All of us. Watch the Vikings and see how they worshipped demons. Watch the Germans, the Polish, the Ukrainians. Every one of us, we have things in our past that continue to dog us. Listen, the devil is a bad devil. He knows that you are totally saved. He knows that you're redeemed of the Lord. But just like he did with Jesus, he left him for a season, looking for an opportune time to strike again. But today we want to behead that serpent. In the name of Jesus Christ, it must not move anymore. It must die once and for all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I must be separated from that which is ungodly. I must be separated from that which is not of God. Because there are things that are haunting you right now that you did nothing about, but somebody else did it. And it's still haunting you. I'm doing this for myself. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for this ministry. I'm doing this for you. Ancestral and family curses must end. Iniquities, generational and household curses, they must die here. In 2016, they are not crossing over with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Unemployment, bankruptcy, family and marital issues, business problems, immigration problems, stagnation, famine, delays, disappointments, death and death, failure, lack of wisdom, lack of insight, knowledge and understanding, bad influences, sinful lifestyle and slothfulness, blindness and darkness, deafness and muteness, divorce. It must end. Hallelujah. You know, these things have a funny way of attaching themselves to people. You may come from a divorced family and say, I will never have a divorce in my life, and end up the same. It dies here. Hallelujah. Bad influences. Lack of focus. Procrastination. Doubt. And unbelief. Must die in 2016. living a stressful life. See, stress is not all bad, but there is stress that is bad for you. That must die. Do you agree? Amen. Financial restraints. You know how many bad decisions are made because of financial situations? Strife. Insecurities. Fears. Negative characteristics. People hold on to. Negative thoughts. Lack of confidence. It must die here. Is there something that you want to see die? Shout it out to me. Sickness and disease. It must die. Hallelujah. Anything else I missed that you want me to say? Huh? Delay. I think I said that, but it must die. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord says, if you want to get what is yours, you must first bind the strong man. Then you can spoil his house. These things that we're talking about are like strong men. Fear can be a strong man that can hold you back from what God has for you. Blindness can be that. You don't see. You miss opportunities in life. You just go past all the wonderful things because there's no discernment. You don't see beyond what you're looking at and see the greatness of what you have. You know, sometimes we complain and complain and complain and speak death into the good that God has placed in our lives. A lack of discernment I am not going to have in 2017. Amen? Hallelujah. It's not coming. If you want to carry it with you, you can keep it. But me, I am not keeping it. Amen? That luggage is gone bye-bye. Praise the Lord. I don't care how nice the luggage looks. If what's inside is junk, it is going. Praise the Lord. I am not going to hoard anything that is not of God for my life in 2017. Because 2016, I am going to step from there to my new week, to my new day, to my new hour, hallelujah, to my new month, to my new year. Praise the Lord. Is that what you're going to do? Is that what you're going to do? Anybody want to hang around these bad dudes? No? Praise the Lord. Well, we are going to spend time praying in just a moment. I'm going to share some words with you. But then we're going to spend our time praying. We're going to get rid of some things. And then we are going to prophesy and bring to manifestation new things. Amen? Not everything in 2016 or 15 or 14 or 13 or 12 or 11 or whatever from the very time you were born and beyond. Not everything is bad. So if it is good, it's coming. We're going to take it with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But if it is bad, you better reject it. Some prayers we are not going to pray in 2017 because it's not necessary. Do you agree with me? You agree? The Word of God says, if any two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done. So I'm asking, do you agree?
Yes.
That there are some prayers we are not going to pray in 2017.
Yes.
Because whatever that problem is, it is dying in 2016.
Amen.
You agree?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you too.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21, we welcome those who are listening online to this special service. 2 Samuel chapter 21 and verse 1. The Word of God says, then there was a famine in the days of David. How many years?
3 years.
3 years. There was a famine in the days of David. 3 years. David is the anointed king. And the reason it's saying there was a famine in the days of David is it's not just to give us a historical fact, but to say that there was something that was happening in the days of David, the worshiper, that should not be happening. The Word of God says, let all the earth give praise to God. Then shall the earth yield its increase. But there was no increase, there was famine. It says, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, it is for Saul. Saul is long dead. It is for Saul and for his bloody house because he slew the Gibeonites. He slew the Gibeonites. He slew a group of people, and because of what he did, time does not permit me to go through all the details of what he did to the Gibeonites and why he did it. But God says, because of what he did to them, that's why you are having a famine. It's not because of what David did. It's not what the Israelites did per se. It's what Saul did. And Saul's house. Because of what they did, that's why you're having this problem. And if he had not inquired of the Lord, yeah, like it says there, he says, there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, and then it says what? Year after year. You know why it says year after year? Because it's saying if he did not inquire year after year, it will have continued. I said something to you earlier. There are things that your fathers, my father, my grandfather, your father, your grandfather, somebody in your family did. And because of what they did, you're having problems today that keep on keeping on. You've prayed. Listen. He says he inquired of the Lord. He inquired, in other words, he asked God, why is this happening? There are some things that you pray about and you bind and you prophesy over that nothing will happen about. Until you ask the question, God, I don't understand what's going on. My prayer tonight is that for every one of us, whatever needs to be revealed. How many of you believe God can speak to you like right now? Amen? Like right now. Your eyes will be open. Your ears will be open. I pray right this very moment that your eyes, your ears, every sense in you, spiritually, even physically, will become aware of whatever it is that is causing something in your life. So that tonight, in the next hour or so, we will banish all such things once and for all. Do you agree with me? You agree? Okay, rise with me for a moment. Say with me, Lord, my Father, I call unto you. You know my issues. You know the problems that have plagued me. I do not want to go to 2017 with them. So, my God, I inquire of you, what is the problem? Reveal it to me even now, that I may address it immediately. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive supernatural insight, supernatural knowledge, supernatural understanding. In the name of Jesus, I perceive by your grace those sins that must be dealt with now. Show me what to do and help me to do it right away. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. You may be seated. God said, that's the problem, man. That's why you're going through what you're going through. A passage of scripture that I've made familiar to you this year, it's found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. I'm going to start reading from verse 33. Ezekiel 36 and 33. The word of the Lord says, thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded. What day is God going to cause the change to happen? In the day that he cleanses us from all. Someone say, from all. Say it again, from all. Say it again, from all. From all your iniquities. We're going to pray again. God says, in that day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I am going to bring about a change. I'm going to cause you to dwell in cities, and the wasteland shall be built. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to bring about a change. But that change is not possible until all the iniquities are purged. Do you see that? So rise with me. And say with me, my Father, my Father, let this day, this last day of 2016, be the day that you cleanse me, my family, my church, everything that concerns me, from all iniquities. Cleanse me now, O God, by your mercy and by your truth. Purge me, O God, from all iniquities. Remove it from me. Remove it from me. Remove me from iniquities. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, do it today. today, 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 in Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Be seated. 34. He says, and the desolate land shall be tilled. Glory be to God. Amen. The desolate land shall be tilled. What did it say? The desolate land shall be tilled. Wow. The desolate areas of your life tilled. In other words, that place that could not produce for you is going to begin to produce. Jesus. The desolate land shall be tilled. Let that sink into your spirit for a moment. The desolate land shall be tilled. Think about it. The desolate land. The desolate land. The unproductive land is going to get tilled. In other words, where you did not have hope, hope is going to be born again. Yeah. Hallelujah. There's going to be a rebirth. Glory be to God. Where you've lost any sense of expectation, you're going to begin to expect again. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because the desolate land is tilled. Wow. Look at this. Whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. You know what that is? That is restoration. God taking you back to the beginning before there was ever a curse. Somebody shout hallelujah. And they shall say, there's a people that passed by that saw it as desolate, unproductive, not fertile, incapable of producing that which people will call a harvest of blessings. They saw it that way. They passed by it. They did not care about it. They saw it as useless. But there is a blessing here. Tune in, tune in. You over there, everybody, lock in. This spells out something very unique. It is saying to us that there are opportunities that are available and have been kept very specifically for you that nobody sees. They just say, it's nothing. It's nothing. That land, it's nothing. You want it, I'll sell it for cheap. Yeah, take it. I'll give it to you. Take it. It's useless. But God is coming to that same place and causing that which they said was no good to produce blessings for you. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you receive that, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessing is for me. That desolate land has been waiting for an opportune time so that nobody takes what God has assigned for me. I'm going to get my stuff. I said, I'm going to get my stuff. I said, I'm going to get my stuff. Nobody's going to trespass into my good land. Hallelujah. They're going to look at it and say, there's nothing there. But God says, I have something for you. It is special. And when my hand touches it, people are going to be saying, hey, this thing, I didn't know it was that good. Yeah. So is your husband, the one God has assigned to you. There are lots of people looking at him, walking past. They don't think he will ever amount to anything. Until the day that God connects you and all of a sudden, the true potential of that husband is going to pop up. Hallelujah. And they're going to be biting their finger. Hey, I wish. Hey. That's the story of your husband. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lots of people are passing him by. But your day is coming. God is going to do the connection. In the name of Jesus, you are going to marry well. You're going to marry blessed. Hallelujah. And if you're already married, now the true color of your husband, the true blessing of your husband, the true blessing of your wife shall be manifest in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. We did not marry poor. We married blessed. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Yes. It says, 34 again, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become. Did you see this, the tense? Is become. It didn't say has become. It said is become. Because it was always fruitful. You didn't hear me. It was always a fruitful land. It was always a blessed land. You know, in the 19th century, crossing into the 20th, people went into what we now call Israel, and all they saw was desolation. This place is useless. Just stones everywhere. Nothing good here. Until the sons, the true sons of the land, came into that land, and all of a sudden it became a garden of Eden. Now they are shipping food to other people, shipping flour, shipping all kinds of stuff. Now everybody wants the land. Why didn't you want it before? When it was still barren and wilderness and everything, you didn't want it then. Now you want it. You want to kill everybody to get it. Nobody's going to come and fight over the property and the blessings God has for your life. In the name of Jesus. They are not going to struggle and fight you for the blessing. Hallelujah. Instead, they will come and serve you to participate and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, no strife in my territory. No strife in my territory. No strife in my territory. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Next verse. It says, then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it and will what? Who's going to do it? Who is going to do it? The Lord. He's taking this responsibility on himself. In the day that I purge you, cleanse you from all your iniquities, I am going to do this. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to this. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Remember what we read in Samuel just a moment ago. David inquired, and then God told him what the problem was. God says here, he says, you're going to inquire from me, and I'm going to do certain things. He says, I will yet for this blessing, this promise, this commitment I've made, be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. There are things that will now have to change for us as a church. Amen? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God says, you inquire, and I'm going to do what I promised. Well, wait a minute. You mean, God, if we don't inquire, you're not going to do what you promised? That's what he said. Not everything in the kingdom of God is automatic. God will do his part, and you will do your part. Amen? He says, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And then he says, I will increase them with men like a flock. As the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast. Now this is major increase. Because at the solemn feast, that's the time of sacrifice. That's the time that all kinds of animals come into Jerusalem. They come from everywhere to be sacrificed, to be given to God. So at the solemn feast, the whole place was jam-packed with animals. You understand? God is saying, just like there is an amazing increase during the solemn feast, so also am I going to increase you with men like a flock. Hallelujah. That is called supernatural increase. there is an influx of people that you say, oh my God, where did all these people come from? That is a kind of a problem that if you try to show up late at church, 1 minute late, you will not get a seat. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God says, you inquire of me, I'm going to do it in the day. Notice what it says, in the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I'm going to do something extraordinary. Amen? Well, this is what God is saying to us now. Because this is what we are going to experience as we step into our new season in God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I'm sure you've watched programs on television where they do renovation, and you see this junky house, no good house. And when they finish with it, you say, oh my, that's a beautiful house. But it used to be a junky house that you will not send your worst enemy into. But now, you want to live in that house. You want to sell your house and go and live in that so-called, in the past, junky house. That is what God is talking about. I'm going to build everything. And I'm going to so eradicate your junkiness that when people see you, they wonder, how did this happen?
Yes,
glory be to God. Let 2017 be the year that people are going to say, how did this happen? But in a good sense. Hallelujah. Do you receive that?
Yes.
You receive it?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Then rise with me. We're going to pray this prayer for our church. We're going to pray it for our businesses. Amen? Any business that is in this house, we're going to pray and declare this for you also. That clients will come, customers will come into your business. You wonder, where did all this book come from? How did they all of a sudden begin to notice me? How is it that my name is all over the place and I'm the place to go to, the person to talk to? Hallelujah. That if you are an employee, that you, God will so exalt you and promote you and people will wonder, how on earth did you get from there to here? Because the hand of God is upon you. Do you receive this? Then pray this prayer with me. Father, my Father, my Father, I inquire of you concerning the increase that you have promised. Let it now be unto me according to thy word. Let my ruined places, the desolate places, now receive revival. Now receive resurrection life. Turn things around for me now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everything that has caused delays, hindrance, be removed because of your mercy. Oh God, bless me now. Bless me now. Bless me now. Increase me now. Increase our church. Increase us in our businesses. Increase us, oh God, in every area of our lives. We give you, oh God, praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When is God going to do all these things? Now, you got that right. Let's look quickly at Jeremiah chapter 1. And let's look at verse 12. Jeremiah 1:12. Actually, why don't we go back? Just take me back to verse 2. I'll take it from verse 2 and I'll come to this verse. Word of God says, the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. Next verse. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Next verse. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, go on. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That verse is a powerful verse. That verse is a verse that the Lord used when he called me into ministry. It's a very dear verse to me. In this particular passage, God says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. I chose you. I separated you. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So in essence, you didn't become a prophet when you spoke your first prophetic word while you were yet in your mother's womb, before you were even formed there. I already assigned you, called you, appointed you a prophet. Praise the Lord. Next verse. Then said I, Our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Do you notice that God was saying something about him, and his circumstance was saying something else? His circumstance said, you cannot be a prophet. You're a little kid. You cannot be a prophet. You know, like Moses said, you know, I'm a stammerer. I can't do this. You're picking the wrong person. But it doesn't matter what your circumstance says, what your looks says, what your education says. It matters not what the natural system say. What really matters is what God has already declared. Because what God said is what counts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know how many great authors we read today? We listen to great orators who were so shy, who could not put one word and make a sentence out of anything. People that their teacher said, you will never amount to anything, you're a failure. You know, you cannot do anything. And today, the teacher who told them that they will not be able to do anything is busy reading their books because of what God said. What God said is what matters. It is not your looks, it's not your education, it's not your sex, it's not anything that man is looking at that makes you what God says you should be. And by the way, you know, there are so many people that are so great, so mighty, and have great potential. And just by the time their so-called potential that they think they can harness and manage and do everything in their own ability, just when they're just about to get there, something goes wrong and they don't get that career. You know, I'm the best basketball player. I'm going to play in the NBA and the scouts are coming for me. And maybe the scouts actually come and the very first game that you should play, you break your knee. You lost it in your own ability. And the guy that was no good now is playing and you're sitting watching him, and now he is in the Hall of Fame and now he's breaking all kinds of records. I know how to play better than he does. Yes, you do, but you're not doing it now. So what are you saying? I'm saying it doesn't matter where you are in life. Don't become arrogant. And at the same time, don't belittle yourself. Just allow God to be God in your life. Give him the place of preeminence. Hallelujah. So he says, I'm just a child. I cannot speak. Nice verse. But the Lord said unto me, say not. What did God say? Say not. I am a child. Don't say that. Why? For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Don't say, I am a child. You know, there's a good thing here. He had God. Amen? He had God. He heard God say, you are my chosen one before I formed thee, before you came forth out of your mother's womb, I ordained you. He heard all of that. He heard it. What are you hearing? Because if you're arguing with God, it's because you're hearing something. You're hearing something. So listen to what God says and obey his command. Next verse. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Don't be afraid of anybody who's going to try to oppose you. I am with you, and I will do what? Deliver you. Next verse. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Wait a minute, why did God touch his mouth? Because it was true. He could not speak. Learn this lesson. God is not denying the facts that you present to him. God, I don't have money. I can't do it. God is not denying the fact that you don't have money and you cannot do whatever it is. What God is saying is this. It doesn't matter what your problem is. I am the solution. Somebody listening? I am the solution. Don't be speaking your problem. Understand, I am the solution. Amen? So, the word of God says, God put forth his hand and touched his mouth, and the Lord said unto him, behold, I have put my words in what? In thy mouth. I've put it in your mouth. Next verse. I have this day set thee over the nations. and over the kingdoms. To do what? To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and then to what? Build, and to what? Plant. And that's exactly what we're doing tonight. We are pulling down things. We are rooting out things. We are destroying things. We are throwing down things. And then we are going to begin to what? Build, and do what? Plant. That is a progression. Four negative things that are actually positive, and two positive things that continue to expand. Amen? Praise the Lord. Next verse. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. And God said, what? Verse 12. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast what? Well seen. For I will do what? Hasten my word to what? Perform it. Now, why is he seeing an almond tree? What is so unique about that? Why is it not an olive tree? An orange tree? Why is it an almond tree that he's seeing? Because when the grace of God on the life of Aaron was challenged, and Moses was challenged, and the family of Moses was challenged by the Israelites, God said, let every tribe bring their rods. Do you remember that story? And he took the rods from the 12 tribes, and he took it to the Holy of Holies. And the next day, Moses went into that Holy of Holies, and he grabs all of those rods. And bear in mind, watch this. Only the high priest was supposed to go behind that curtain. Yeah? And he was supposed to go there after sacrificing. And he was supposed to go there only once. Only once in the year. But Moses goes behind that curtain, drops the rods, goes back the next day, rod, no sacrifice, nothing, and does not die. Are you with me? That's another message on its own. And he comes out with the rods, and when he presents it to every tribe, Aaron's rod had budded. Aaron's rod bore fruit. Aaron's rod had flowered. In other words, God had declared before everybody, I chose you. Hallelujah. So when God showed him and said, what do you see? And he saw the almond tree. It was for God to declare to Jeremiah, listen, I have chosen you. Are there any chosen people here?
Yes, sir.
Are you chosen?
Yes, I am.
Well, God says, because you're chosen, don't be afraid of what anybody else is going to say. I will deliver you.
Amen.
And not only that, he said, I am going to watch over my word. I am going to hasten my word to perform it. In other words, I am not going to delay what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it quickly. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come with me to the book of Ezekiel. In just a moment, we are going to begin our next stage of praying. Ezekiel chapter 12. Ezekiel 12. I'm going to start from verse 21. Ezekiel 12:21. That's where I'm going to start. But my concentration is going to be 25 to 28. So then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth? The days are prolonged and every vision faileth. We've not seen whatever it is God is saying. It's not happening. The days are prolonged. The visions fail. Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease. Hallelujah. What did God say he's going to do? I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision, nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more, what? Prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. You know what God's saying? Just as I am saying it, immediately there will be a manifestation. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It says again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come. It's a while yet. It's going to happen down the line. And he prophesied of times that are far off. We don't doubt it, but it's not about to happen now. Of course, why is it going to happen? You know, there's nothing in the natural that tells us that this is possible. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now notice this. He says, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. In other words, God is saying, yes, I said it before. And I said it again. And I said it again. And I said it, and it did not happen. But I'm bringing you to a new time, a new season. Amen. Hallelujah. When I say it, it will be there. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. That child of God is what happened when God recreated the world. Let me say that again. That's exactly what happened when God recreated the world. Let me say it the third time. That's exactly what happened when God recreated the world. When you read in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's, yes, that was in the beginning. But then it tells us that the world was in a shapeless, hopeless situation. It was water everywhere. And then God said, let there be what? Light. Let there be what? Light. Light. And it took 2 days later. It immediately happened. Amen? Hallelujah. This is what God is saying to us tonight. I'm bringing you to a season in which what I say shall happen immediately.
Amen.
Do you receive that? Yes. You know something I've learned during this
last 40 years of ministry, one thing I've learned is that God many times speaks to so many people, and only a handful of people pick up on what God is saying, and it happens for them, and the rest. I pray that's not the case today. Amen? That doubt and unbelief dies in 2016. Glory be to God. And you believe in the God who is I am that I am. And when he says something, it happens, because there will be no delays. Someone say, no more delays. Amen. You know how long God said Jesus was going to come? Thousands of years. Thousands of years. But when it was time, he shut the mouth of Zechariah from speaking anything that would contradict what he wanted to do. And that's exactly what God is going to do with so many situations in your life. He's going to shut some things up, so no more delays will come your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If that nagging husband or nagging wife, he'll shut them up. Glory be to God. Amen. That nagging boss, he'll shut them up. Amen. Whoever and whatever, they will be shut up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God is not going to be a liar. Hallelujah. Hello? God is not going to be what?
A liar.
He's not going to lie. Brother, he's not going to lie to you. If he said it, expect it now. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says, but the word which I have spoken shall be done. Say it, the angel. The Lord. No? This is God?
Yes.
The Lord God said it. And as he has spoken, so shall it be unto you. So shall it be unto me. So shall it be unto this church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a manifestation. In Jesus' name. Is anyone here light? Is anybody here light? Let all the lights stand. Okay. Your light.
Yes.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You know what the word of God says? Light makes manifest. Yeah?
Amen.
What does light do? Makes manifest. If we shut off all these lights right now, are you going to see your neighbor?
No.
But they'll still be in this room.
Yes.
But you won't see them. Okay. But when the light comes, you'll see them.
Yes.
Okay. If light makes manifest and you are light, then you and I are going to make manifest what God has promised. Do you receive that? I am going to manifest what God has promised. Glory be to God. You receive it? If we are believing God for prosperity, who's going to manifest it? I am. If we believe in God for supernatural increase, numerically, financially, relationally, who's going to make it manifest? Darkness? What? Light. You may be seated. We're going to pray in just a moment. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9. Deuteronomy 9, I want to look at verse 5. I am resigned to this fact that whatever God is going to do in my life, do in this ministry, is going to be as a result of the activity of His grace and His mercy, and not because of anything that I've done now or at any time. And so it is that God spoke about the people of Israel. He said, "Not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go to possess their land," talking about the land of Canaan, "but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform," what? "The word which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." God has made a commitment, a fervent commitment that may have been delayed for whatever, how long, in your particular situation, in my particular situation, in the situation of our ministry and church. But God says, "I made a commitment, I'm going to bring it to pass. And by the way, let me let you know now, it's not because of your goody-goody self that I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I made a commitment." Praise the Lord. You see, the problem is that many times we can decide that it is because of all the prayers we're going to pray tonight. That's why. All of those are necessary. But they are necessary because they are actions of obedience to the Word of God. But ultimately, it is God who does what God does. It is God who cleanses me and cleanses you of your iniquities and makes a decision and says, "Okay, I'm going to do this," and so on and so forth. "I am going to open your eyes and you're going to see now." God makes all of those decisions. My response, my action, is an action of obedience in following Him faithfully. He does what He does. I come to experience what God has already done. Because the fact is, if it is going to be done, it has already been done. I don't know if you heard what I said. If it is going to be done, it has already been done. You are only just coming into what God has already done and looking at it and say, "Oh, it just got done." No, it was done before you were even born. Amen? I met you long before I met you. Because God saw it that we're going to meet. Hello? You didn't just show up in this country. God saw you here and made certain that He made certain connections, and you arrived here when you arrived here. You got born when you were supposed to be born. You didn't get born in the year 1901. You got born in 1986. Maybe you were born in 2017. You say, "We've not gotten there yet." But will we get there? Is somebody going to be born in 2017? Does God know them already? He does? Huh. Is it the God who said that He will answer your prayers even before you pray it? Did God say that? You mean before you got the problem, God saw the problem and solved the problem? So why is it that I'm pulling my hair off my head? worrying about something that God already has the answer to? Well, because I am not considering God. I am considering my ability. I'm considering my wallet. I'm considering my education. I'm considering my family line. I'm considering all kinds of things and not considering the one who solves all the problems. Is somebody listening? So what is it that is going to happen in 2017? Do you think God has control of all of that? Yeah? He does? Praise the Lord. Now rise with me. We're going to do two things now. We're going to terminate, as we're wrapping up this hour, we're going to terminate certain things, and we're going to begin to prophesy and call certain things into place. But in the bridge between what we're going to terminate and what we're going to call into place, we're going to sing one song of victory. So worship team, pick something exciting that we're going to declare together in celebration. Amen? Whether it's I know who I am, whatever, you know, that might be. But declare with me. These are things that we're going to get rid of right now. Say with me. I fire, exterminate, and vanquish with immediate effect in Jesus' name sickness and disease, poverty and lack, fear, doubt and confusion, foolishness and lack of discernment, rejection and shame. Are you declaring this? Don't just declare words now. I want you to lock in. Don't just speak words. I want it to come from you, the depths of your being. Amen? You know, we're not called to hate, but there are certain things that you need to hate. There are certain things you got to absolutely hate. You hate it because you don't want it in your life. You don't want it around you. You don't want it anywhere amongst what is of importance to you. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want you to say this with me again. We're going to all fire something today. Amen? Say with me, this day, Saturday, December 31st, 2016, by the authority invested in me, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority of His Word, I declare now, in agreement with my Lord and my God, fired, exterminated, vanquished with immediate effect in the mighty name of Jesus, every form of sickness and disease, poverty, lack, fear, doubt, confusion, foolishness, lack of discernment, rejection, shame, wrong friends, dream and vision stealers, ancestral and family curses, iniquities, generation and household curses, unemployment, family and marital issues, problems, business problems, immigration problems, stagnation in life, famine, desolation, delays, disappointments, debt, death, failure, lack of wisdom, lack of insight, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, all bad influences, sinful lifestyles, and slothfulness, every form of blindness and darkness, deafness, muteness, divorce, bad influences, lack of focus, procrastinations, doubt and unbelief, stress and financial restraints, strife, insecurities, negative characteristics, negative thoughts, paranoia, lack of confidence, everything that is negative, everything that is contrary to God's divine will and purpose for my life, for my family, for my children, for my spouse, my husband, my wife, my church, my ministry, every such thing, right now, you are fired. You are fired. You are fired. You are fired. Die! 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 Be separated from me permanently in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. For those in Toronto, let us shout Happy New Year for them. Happy New Year! Amen. Stay with us. Glory be to God. Don't go anywhere yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give me one quick song, and then we are going to go and we're going to begin to declare the new things that God has for us.
Check, check, check. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am.
You know.
I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am, I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am.
I'm walking in power,
I walk in miracles, I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, I walk in miracles, I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am.
Sing, oh!
Oh, 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 I know who I am. Chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am.
We are a chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who
yeah!
I am. have a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see His glory? Cause I know who
Take
I am.
Up.
Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see His glory? Cause I know
see
who
again. Take
I am.
Look.
Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see His glory? Cause I
Go
know
ahead.
Who
Take
I
it
am.
Up.
Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see His glory? Cause I know
Take
who
up.
I am.
Amen, amen. You may be seated. Each year, God gives to us what He wants us to expect for that year. Our year actually started in September when we crossed over with our Jewish brothers into the new year, the year 5777. We are 3-4 months into that year already. But in our Julian calendar, we are about to step into a new year, and that year is going to be the year 2017. And we've been stating very specifically that certain things have to end in 2016 that must not continue to 2017 with us. We've pronounced very clearly on some of those things. There are certain things that we may not have mentioned, and we include all of those right now in the name of Jesus, all of those extras that we don't know about, that God knows about. We declare that in His infinite wisdom, in His infinite
knowledge and understanding that those things, as we have asked of him, that those things also will die and be removed from us in 2016. That as we step now into 2017, that we'll step in free from those things in the name of Jesus. For he's a God who delivers us from all evil. Amen. Hallelujah. This is our crossover year.
Amen.
Amen. And it is the year of prophetic fulfillment. Amen.
Amen.
The year of prophetic fulfillment, my crossover year. Now, for the Israelites, when they crossed over into the promised land, they were crossing over to the prophetic fulfillment and vow that God gave to their fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For us, the same is true. As we now cross over, we are crossing over to a prophetic fulfillment. But there's something that I need to forewarn us about. Before the crossover, they waited for manna and quail, and it fed them daily. There was a pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire, it protected them. But when they crossed over to this new land, they didn't have to wait for a daily bread that came day after day, and if they took too much, went rotten. They stepped into a land of milk and honey. They stepped into a land that produced for them. In other words, the earth yielded its increase to them. It was not just heavenly blessings that came. The heavenly blessings that came on this other side was the rain that watered their plants. Are you with me? Here, over here, they had to work. Over there, they didn't have to work. They just needed to collect stuff. Are you with me? It's a totally different economy. As we cross over to the place of prophetic fulfillment, God wants us to be partners with him. Amen? Praise the Lord. A lot of the things are already there. You're going to possess things and receive houses that you did not build, vineyards that you did not plant, and all of that. But then there is also the aspect where you conquer giants. Somebody listening? In other words, there are going to be new challenges, but they are not challenges that you will not overcome. Because if you, like Caleb, you will say, "Give me this mountain."
Amen.
My youth is just as youthful now as I was 40 years ago. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am still vibrant. I can still take it.
Amen.
I can still do it. It's not like I'm going to do it and then flatten out for the next 2 weeks and say, "Oh, my bones are aching." No, I am young. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I am blessed and highly favored. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Over on this side, we are going to be sharing lands and properties.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for manna and quail. But that was in the wilderness. When I crossed over from the wilderness to a land that is no longer desolate. Is somebody listening? There's a change. Do you receive it? Do you want it? Glory be to God. That's not just an ordinary question, because if you remember, the spies that first went there, they saw the land, they liked it, but they said there are giants there and the land is going to eat us. That land, it eats people up. It eats people up and people are still living there. Wow. In other words, if we're going to cross over, we've got to cross over with a new mind. So rise with me. Lay your hands on your head.
Say, my Father, my Father. I declare this day that I have the mind of Christ. I am not stepping into 2017 with an old mindset, with a defeatist mindset, with a mindset of laziness, with a mindset, oh God, of foolishness, with a mindset of fear, doubt, and confusion. I do not step into this new year with a mindset that embraces sickness and disease. I reject everything that you reject. In the name of Jesus, my mind, you are the mind of Christ. You are a renewed mind. You will think right. You will think right. You will think right. You will see what God sees. And you will speak what God speaks. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. I have the mind of Christ. Amen. I am light. No more darkness. In Jesus' mighty name. My mind. You are healed. Restored. And made whole. Amen. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. I don't want anybody looking. I mean, nobody looking. You can take your hands off of your head now. Just keep your eyes closed. Those that are just coming in, find a place quickly and keep your eyes closed too. I don't want anybody looking around. There are some in here. The Lord spoke to me. I know of two people in specifically. One of them is not here. Things have been happening in your life, and you've become suicidal at various times. The suicidal spirit just comes and wants to attach itself to you. You're fighting it off, but it keeps on coming. If you are one of those, just raise your hand real quickly. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. This is not something I've talked about before in this church. When the Lord talked to me about it last Sunday, early in the morning, I was shocked. And there's no judgment. Nobody's placing any judgment on you. We just want you free. Raise your hand high enough so I can see it. Okay, see that hand? Put it down. Who else? Raise your hand, please. Let's help you right now. We want to end this thing. See your hand? Put it down. Anyone else? God spoke to me very clearly that this thing has to be broken off of you. Anyone else? It is not a judgment on you as an individual. And it's not a sign of weakness. It is an attack of the enemy trying to harass you in your mind. And you need to be free right now. Before I go any further, I need to take care of this because the Lord has kept on reminding me about it over and over and over again. I'm going to give you the last chance. If you're part of that struggle, raise your hand. All eyes closed. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Now say with me, let every one of us declare this in agreement right now. Father, every suicidal spirit
Every sabotaging spirit. Every spirit that tries to self-destroy. Tonight, we destroy it. You suicidal spirit. Self-sabotaging spirit. You are destroyed. You are rejected. And you are destroyed now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Die. Be separated from me. Now. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, any of my brothers or my sisters, anyone who's part of this congregation, this body of Christ that has been harassed in their mind, in the name of Jesus, we remove them from that activity of darkness. In the name of Jesus, be separated now from distress in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. You have the mind of Christ. You live and will not die. You will testify of the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 All eyes closed. If you're here and you're struggling with depression, you know you should operate with the joy of the Lord, but somehow the enemy has come and is harassing you with depression. You are a member of your family, and you know it. Tonight, we have to break that backbone. All eyes closed. I don't want anybody looking around. You look around, you're looking around for your own peril. This is a private time for everybody right here. And that camera, just point to me. You don't see anybody. If you're struggling with depression, the enemy is harassing in your mind and you're struggling and battling depression, just raise your hand. Anybody like that here? See that hand? Put it down. See that hand? Put it down. As soon as I acknowledge you, you put your hand down. Anybody else? You're struggling with depression. Listen, this is not to shame anybody. It's not a sign of weakness or anything like that. It does not mean that you don't know God or love God or you are not a spiritual person. It is just an attack from the enemy. Anyone else? Raise your hand quickly. I'm going to count up to three and then we're going to pray. If I don't see your hand up in the count of three, that's it. Don't come to me later and say, Pastor, I was one of those. I said everybody's eyes closed and everybody's eyes are closed. So you have a very private time right now. It's between you, God, and myself right now. See that hand? Put it down. One, two, three. Okay. Now say with me, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I have the mind of Christ. This mind of mine is not a mind that can or should be harassed by the spirit of depression. I destroy, by the authority of God's word, every spirit of depression. Get out of my system. Get out of my blood system. Get out of my nerve system. Get out of my skeletal system. Get out of my circulatory systems. Get out of every aspect of my person, spirit, soul, and body. I reject you now in the name of Jesus. You die in 2016. I leave you behind in the name of Jesus, because I step now into 2017 blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open your eyes. Praise God. What is this year? No, what is the new year we're coming into? What is it captioned as? The year of prophetic fulfillment and my crossover year. You got that?
Yes.
Are you crossing over?
Yes.
Is this going to be your year of prophetic fulfillment?
Yes.
The prophetic word God has for you shall come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now declare with me these words. Say with me. Cross over with me now. Into 2017. Wealth and riches. Peace. Prosperity. Joy. Wisdom. Knowledge. Understanding. Insight. Foresight. Breakthrough anointing. Divine health, grace, favor, boldness, and courage, faith, hope, love, righteousness, supernatural increase, supernatural promotion, manifested glory, supernatural acceleration, supernatural elevation, supernatural enablement, all around success in every area of life, happiness in my marriage, blessed marriage, blessed family, blessed household, prophetic fulfillment, transformed life, victorious living, victorious lifestyle, abundant life, abundant living. Cross over with me into 2017. Everything, my God, that you have assigned to me, everything that you have assigned to my family, I declare by the authority of your word, I am in agreement. I receive. Enlarge my capacity. I receive. I receive everything you have for me, for my family, everything you have for my children, everything you have for my marriage, everything you have for my church, everything you have for my ministry. They now cross over in the mighty name of Jesus. Cross over, cross over, cross over, cross over. Cross over. You are already in 2017. In the name of Jesus. 2017 started a long time ago. Therefore, I declare now, cross over. Even before I cross, you cross over. When I come, you'll be ready for me. I will step into your goodness. I will step into the blessing. I will be encompassed with all of the goodness of God. In the name of Jesus, surround me, prosperity. Surround me, protection. Surround me, peace. Surround me, joy. Surround me, power. Surround me, supernatural increase, supernatural elevation, supernatural promotion. Surround me, blessings in my family, in my business, in my ministry. I step into you now. Surround me in the name of Jesus. Be manifest, be manifest, be manifest. I command you now, be manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Declare with me. Everything and anything that God has not assigned for me as a blessing, trying to cross over, die where you are. In the name of Jesus, you are crushed. Just like Pharaoh's army drowned. You must drown there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will not cross the way I cross. You will die trying. You will never cross. Poverty, you will never cross. Death, you will never cross. Mortgage, you will not cross with me. All my bills are paid off. In the name of Jesus, I have no debts. Debt cancellation. In the name of Jesus, every bill paid off. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree it so. I decree it so. I decree it so. I decree it so. 2017, I will not live on credit cards. No. 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 You are rejected. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. 2017, my bank account is always full. My savings is doing great. Investments are perfect. God has blessed me. I am a giver in 2017. I'm blessing people left and right in the name of Jesus. I am a giver because I have. 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 2017. Release the promises of God to me now in the name of Jesus. Everything God has budgeted for 2017, come to me in the name of Jesus. I have the wisdom. I have the ability to manage everything God has for me. I have capacity. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I am fruitful. I multiply. I have dominion. And I subdue. In Jesus' mighty name. Everything around me is serving my interest to the glory of God. I am blessed and I am a blessing. I am blessed and I am a blessing. I am blessed and I am a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Worship team, come up again. As this song has been done, let us come. Let us give our end of year offering. Amen. Come and give your end of year offering. Don't bring to God peanuts if you are thankful for what God has done for you. Give very deliberately tonight. Give an offering. Yeah. That will shock you. Praise the Lord.
You say I can. You hold your word above all of your name. So I smile, cause I know it will never change. Sing glory to the one who has given me his son. He won't withhold anything else. My purpose is in you. My glory is in you, Son of God. You are all I praise.
In my heart,
my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my words, my praise is for you, for you. My heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my words, my praise is for you.
All that I have,
you. All that I have, I receive from you, Lord. You're my grace. All that I have, I receive from you, Lord. You're my great provider. Glory to the one who has given me his son. He won't withhold anything else. My purpose is in you, my glory is in you, Son of God. You all I praise.
My breath,
my breath, my eyes, my hands, my pace, my silence, my praise is for you, for you. My breath, my eyes, my hands, my pace, my silence, my praise is for you.
So sing my heart,
my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my words, my praise is for you.
I'm abundantly
satisfied with the fullness of your
house.
I'm abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house.
I'm abundantly satisfied.
I'm abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house.
Sing my heart,
my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my words, my praise is for you, for you. My heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my words, my praise is for you.
Sing my breath,
my breath, my eyes, my hands, my pace, my silence.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. In a few moments from now, Mama is going to come and she's going to wrap up for us and cross over here in Winnipeg with every one of us. Something the Lord did say to me, in September, was that this year was a crossover year for me, and that I should cross over with as many people as are willing to cross over. And I came and I told you, that's when the Lord told me first about this being a crossover year for us. When I got to the Labor Day conference, my spiritual father started also talking about a crossover. I wasn't shocked at that, because whatever it is that God speaks to my father, my spiritual father, about every year since I've been part of his life, he's always talked to me about it before I got there. When I get there this year, I am certain, as I'm standing here, that the ministers that are going to be ministering are going to be talking about prophetic fulfillment, because that's where we are. Amen? I don't want to leave anybody behind. I want every one of us to cross over together. One of my spiritual daughters called me maybe last month. She said, Papa, I had a dream, and in this dream you were up in this building. You were ministering. There were lots of people on the rooftop. He said, and you said ministering to this lady. She said, this white lady, and she was quite heavy set. He said, and you were holding her hand, and then you skipped from one building to another with her. And said, you did it effortlessly. He said, you just, like, nothing. He said, but you were way up, that if you did not cross over, you guys would have died. He said, but you just crossed like that, like nothing. Well, that's what I'm talking to you about. I'm going to cross over with every one of you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because it's my crossover year.
It's my crossover year too.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
It's my year of prophetic fulfillment. Is that your year?
Yes.
Because we are together,
yes,
we will get the same thing.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The God who knew me before I was ever in my mother's womb, that same God, the God who has kept me all these years through every circumstance and made it possible for me to still live and live life to the full, that same God will cross you over.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is not a surprise to God that this year is that year. Because it is not every day. It is not every year that the year ends on the weekend and the new year starts with a new weekend. Today is a weekend. Today is the month end. Today is the end of the year. And everything that does not belong in 2017 must end now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In just a few minutes, a new day begins. A brand new day begins. A brand new week begins. A brand new month begins. A brand new year begins. All at the same time. Hallelujah. All at the same time. Do you remember many of them? No, it has happened before. But this is uniquely that year. Because this is the first year that it came to my mind that this is happening. Hallelujah. I did not recognize it before because I did not need to recognize it before. But in this crossover year, where God is saying the old is now old and everything becomes new. Ha ha ha. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
New day.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
New week.
Yes.
New month.
Yes.
New year.
Yes.
All at the same time.
Yes.
Someone say new.
New.
Say it again. It's new.
It's new.
All new.
All new.
I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mama is going to cross us to the new year and wrap up for us as a mother in this house. I have been standing before you for hours. Praise the Lord. Did you know it's been hours? Did it feel like hours? No, it doesn't feel like it. But praise God. Amen. We're in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't Mama looking good?
Praise God.
Amen.
I just dressed warm because I was cold. So praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's wonderful. I just shopped from my house. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. And we stand, and I know it's going to be a great year. We have sadly 7 minutes to 2017.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to be a great year for every one of us. But I see that certain little things will try to mess it up for you, but you need to spend this year really praying and seeking God.
Amen.
You need to spend time just say, God, take me through.
Amen.
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 I see blessings.
Amen.
I see a lot of good things. I see promotion and I see expansion.
Amen.
You know, not only for this church, but for us individually.
Amen.
That God will bring that to pass.
Amen.
But you need to seek God. Those who seek Him, He's going to reward them.
Amen.
So this is the year to seek God.
Amen.
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 God's going to reward you as you diligent to Him. He searches your heart and He's going to bring it to pass.
Amen.
I see value added, valuable stuff being given. And that no destroyer will come to destroy that which is valuable to our lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say destroyer.
Destroyer.
You cannot destroy any valuables that the Lord is giving to me. Every valuable thing God is going to give me cannot be destroyed. No enemy will be able to enter your household. They shall be stopped before they come in. In the name of Jesus. Things that God has delivered you from before, you will not get them again. In the name of Jesus. All the plotting and the conjuring of the enemy, they are dismantled. They've been brought to nothing. In the name of Jesus. Any missile that the enemy is sending your way, is destroyed.
Amen.
Their voices and their actions,
Amen.
They are destroyed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
2017 is going to be an awesome year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Say 2017 is going to be an awesome year for me and my household, me and my spouse, me and my children, and my children's children, and their spouses, till Jesus come, spiritually, physically, mentally, biologically, emotionally, in all dimensions. It's going to be an awesome year for me and my household, in the name of Jesus. 2017 will not be a difficult year. It will be an awesome year. I will sail through. I will soar through in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm soaring right now. It's already 2017. We're just doing what is in the natural, but we already crossed already.
Amen.
Amen? But you got to say, the redeemed must learn to say. You must learn to say. Don't get distracted. You must learn to say. Amen?
Amen.
2017. I will not be distracted. I will be focused. My eyes are open, but I'm praying. So take yours serious. Amen?
Amen?
I know what I see, and I know what is coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
2017.
I will not be distracted.
I will be highly focused. And I'll be highly successful.
My
success has come. It's not coming. It has come. 2017, I will be greatly successful in every area of my life, spiritually, biologically, mentally, emotionally, influential. New doors, great doors are open, and I'm walking through them now. In the name of Jesus, I possess every gates of my enemy. 2017, I'm an overcomer. I'm not one of those delayed champions. I'm a champion. Say, I'm a champion now. I'm a champion now. 2017, I will laugh more than I laughed ever. I will smile more than I got smiled before. I'll be so excited about the adventures that God is taking me through, taking this church through, taking our family through, taking this congregation through, taking those of you in Toronto, if you are still awake and via internet, you are going through it with success and victory. 2017 is a victorious year. In the name of Jesus, God will show up and he will show me off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is showing up. You're going to have testimonies. Testimonies. It's my year of testimony. Of saying, look what God has done. I don't know how it happened, but it has happened. Oh, it's my year of testimony. It's just awesome. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see what you want me to see. Close my eyes to the things you don't want me to see. In the name of Jesus. Lord, open my ears to hear the things you want me to hear. Close my hearing to the things you don't want me to hear. In the name of Jesus. 2017, anyone who mess around you or your family, they're going to die. It's not whether they're going to die.
Amen.
So say, touch not.
Stay away
from all my businesses. In the name of Jesus. Okay, we have exactly 1 minute, so he can come.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Every foundation that has been laid by the enemy to create confusion around me, die In Jesus' name. Every foundation of the enemy eradicated. I step now into 2017. Blessed New Year! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! 2017. We welcome you.
We welcome you.
2017. You have welcomed us. Now release your wealth. To me now. Release it to us now. Release it to this church now. Increase. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The fireworks are going off. Praise God. And every enemy is scattered. In Jesus' name. This is your year of resurrection. This is your year of restoration. This is your year of revival. In the name of Jesus. This is the year of riches. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the year that all will know that I have been redeemed. And as a redeemed one, I say so. I am redeemed in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. If you have a spouse,
if you have your spouse, better kiss your wife.
If you don't have a spouse, you just say, God,
if,
give me.
If you don't have one, say, thank you, Lord.
Say, thank you, Lord.
I celebrate you.
I celebrate you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy New Year. To everyone. If,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
If there's nobody to hug you, hug somebody.
Hug somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
find
be to God.
And hug somebody. Praise the Lord.